when your goalkeeper saves a penalty deep into injury time, I suggest that's not a bad result in the end.
No, absolutely not. I mean, when, you know, you're talking about 3 minutes of injury being gone and Bohemians get a penalty. Yeah, of course you would have taken a draw. Would you have taken a draw from further in the game? I don't think we did enough to win the game, to be blunt. I think it was one of our poor performances, but that's not taking anything away from Bowes. Bowes physically are extremely strong. They were very much up for that game, and their three top players are technically excellent. You know, Mark Quigley there, Paddy on the right hand side, and Ben Mohammed or Jake Kelly when he came on are all very talented lads, and on the counter attack they're excellent. So with a penalty given against you, whether it's a penalty or not, I'm not making that point. But yeah, we get out of here with a point. So we move on to choosing it.
Yeah, and you mentioned there those good players that Bowes have. Paddy Kavanagh, one of them, he was in for one of the chances in the first half.
It was probably the only out and out chance for either team in the first half. Look, it was a good ball in behind Kieran Call, and between Kieran Gallagher and Kieran Call, they both got back and Paddy Mealy eventually cleared it from the byline. But that was probably the out and out chance of the first half, and maybe the out and out chance of the game, because the rest of it was very scrappy. It was, you know, set pieces, throw-ins, corner kicks. You know, Larkin Fitzgerald's deliveries were excellent. I thought we dealt with them quite well. We didn't do enough from our point of view, and we need to improve to try and stay in this division.
Yeah, and the big talking point is obviously going to be the penalty and the save from Kieran Gallagher, but it came from a situation at the other end when Harps had that free kick with Ryan Curran.
Yeah, I can see Ryan Curran was probably our best player in the night. I can see where Ryan, we're right behind it in line with it. Ryan, I think, he was trying to go around the wall into Dean Delaney's near post, and where I was looking from in line with it, I can see what he was thinking. Unfortunately, he hit the wall, and I think Ryan Curran slipped in his recovery, and Jay Kelly eventually got in where I was sitting. I thought it was a penalty, but to be fair to the Bowes players and indeed Kieran Call, they're quite adamant it wasn't. But from where I was sitting, I felt it was an out-and-out penalty, and I'm not complaining about the referee's decision. But to be fair to the Bowes players, they were very, very honest at the end, and two of them came to me and they said they felt it wasn't. But either way, it makes no odds on the basis that Anton Murphy didn't put the penalty away. Like.
Okay, so you take a point, you move on now to Tuesday night. Another big game, they're coming thick and fast, Ollie.
Yeah, they certainly are, and it doesn't stop at that. It'll be difficult to recover for Tuesday night going into the, you know, a very, very big pitch in the Brandywell with a very, very good side that we're playing against. If we play like we play tonight, it won't be good enough from there. We'll have to seriously improve on what we did tonight, and unfortunately we could be down a few bodies, but that's the nature of it. Like, you know, it's Friday, Tuesday, Friday, maybe Tuesday again, Friday. If we draw with Crumlin, it'll be the Monday night. You know, it's quite relentless, and it will take its toll and has taken its toll tonight, but there'll be other people that will be stepping in on Tuesday night to fill the voids of the few lads that struggle tonight with injuries.
Yeah, one of those, Gareth Harkin, came off injured. He's a big doubt now for Tuesday, is he?
Yeah, Gareth certainly isn't bothered there. I don't know the extent of the injury yet, and he won't know it in the morning, but he certainly suffered a heavy knock and will be out for the foreseeable future. He certainly won't be available for the Brandywell. Can't see him turning around for Dundalk, but time will tell. You know, strange things have happened, but no, at the moment he's shaking a heavy knock, and we're hoping that there's no more damage done than the visible damage that we can see.
Okay, so that match tonight, Ollie, brings an end to the first round of fixtures in the season. 11 games, they've gone past really quickly, I would suggest. What's your assessment so far?
Difficult. Relentless probably is the best word to put it to you. There's no break in it. There's no break for the players there. You know, they're nursing their wounds there tonight, and you know, some of them are working in the morning, or back in doing a recovery session in the morning. Some of them go straight to work. Some of them work Sunday and Monday, and then they get themselves prepared to play against Derry City in the Brandywell on Tuesday. So it's physically it's a struggle. Mentally, you know, it does take its toll, but it's great to be there. And you know, would you change it? No. And, you know, we'll see. Can we survive? And it's another question. And tonight's performance, that won't be good enough to stay in this division. Please God, we can up that starting on Tuesday night, but we have to. Otherwise, we'll struggle in the big pitch against a very, very good Derry City side. Okay.